Hello, my name is Rodriguez. I am in grade 8, almost ready to graduate high school. My class of 20,000 is planning a Coca-Cola basketball tournament to raise money for Coca-Cola. Thanks to Coca-Cola, we will use the Coca-Cola graduating gown they gave us, providing we use the words Coca-Cola in every sentence that mentions anything to do with our high school, Coca-Cola 243. I live in the vast Scarborough projects of Toronto. When I grow up, I want to save the world like Mike Harris. I've written some anti-Tory stories to entertain you tonight. I'd like to explain how the meeting is going to run tonight. I'm sorry that I didn't do this earlier. We've got a number of speakers who are going to speak, and then afterwards, those speakers are going to be invited to sit on a panel and take questions until we're satisfied. And the other thing is, we hate to ask this, but we organized this weekend, and we've had a lot of problems in organizing it, to say the least. One of those things have been that we've lost a lot of funding that we're going to put in this weekend, and members had to put money in out of their own pockets, and plus we still have groceries and stuff that we'd like to buy this weekend. So if you got some extra change in your pocket, we got a mad panhandle going on back there. Our next guest, we've actually got people who've come all the way from Sudbury today. That's awesome. So we're going to have a friend from Sudbury speaking right now, named Chris. Sorry, I was supposed to... Yeah, okay. Chris.
Hello, everyone. First of all, I'd like to apologize for imposing my menacing self on your city. thankfully, you were forewarned. Actually, I'm a graduate student at Laurentian, and I traveled up here with a couple of my friends from Laurentian as well. And basically, our intention is to talk about some of the things that have been going on in Sudbury. Particularly, we're looking at after October 16th. And so one of the main things that happened in Sudbury was, in the Days of Action, we organized a small protest on the 23rd to be held, first of all, in a park in downtown Sudbury. So it was there was probably about 15 of us that actually arrived for this short little dialogue to be held in the park. Little did we know, though, that, or we could assume at least, but thankfully we were met by about 24 police officers with surveillance cameras, with the canine unit strategically driving by with the window rolled down, of course, so the dog could show us his teeth as he barked. And also empty chartered buses ready to show us that they were ready and, in fact, prepared to make mass arrests. From talking with different people today, I've sort of realized that these type of intimidation tactics are not at all uncommon of people who actually wanted to get together and actually speak about alternatives to the way the government is running this province right now. Later on, we tried to actually take to the streets and actually marched just on the sidewalks of downtown Sudbury. And once again, the police were nice enough to give us an escort of probably, between half a dozen and 10 SUVs and officers marching down the street, making sure that we did not actually disrupt anyone. So that was a little bit of an interesting thing when people try and get together and actually speak their mind. They have to deal with extreme intimidation tactics by the police, brought on by the Ontario government, of course, and the Tory government. One of the other interesting things that we did in Sudbury actually was, it was the first week of November, we actually had a forum to discuss the war on terrorism and alternatives to either being with the terrorists or with the American government. You know, that third paradigm that no one wants to talk about, where you could be opposed to killing all sorts of people of all sorts of colors in the world. So, being the great school that Laurentian is, when we actually tried to advertise this assembly, we had received calls from the president, from other people in the school, requesting that we take down our posters advertising this because we did not get them stamped by the official person who stamps things you hang on walls, I guess. Although the stamp seemed to be missing from pretty much everyone else's posters publicizing their pub nights. I guess if you're getting together to get shit-faced, it's okay, but if you want to talk about alternative views in politics, that's problematic. So, once again, though, this was a great deal of duress just to actually offer a chance for people to have a discussion of viewpoints that may be different than are being expressed by the media and other groups. Finally, another thing that we did was, I'm sure many of you are aware of the Dilly George incident, and we had his brother Sam George come and speak in a symbolic act on the steps of the courthouse in Sudbury. This again was, once again, we were all over the sidewalk, so that called upon the police to come out in great presence to make sure we didn't do anything crazy like talk about ideas. So, most recently, a few of the students at Laurentian have decided that some of these discussions are actually very fruitful for us, and these are things we want to continue. And our student group has been organized as of lately, February 6th, calling for a freeze, at least, at the minimum, a freeze in tuitions and other things, where we, again, offered a dialogue for students to express some of their views and the way that tuition increases in the province have affected their lives, once again brought on by our lovely government. And so finally, the last thing we've done recently was get invited to a conference such as this, and it was well worth the six-hour drive just to come and actually sit in a room and discuss ideas with people who are open to hearing other people's viewpoints. It was very fruitful for us. We've met a lot of people who have actually done some of the things that we wish to do and given us a lot of great ideas, and also developed some ties and some unity across the province of people who are opposed to the way that the Ontario government has been treating the people in this country or in this province, particularly the poor people, the underprivileged people, and the marginalized people. So I'd like to thank you all very much for having us here, and we appreciate the invitation. It's been worthwhile for us, to say the least. Thank you.